Track 10 and more news stories. A man in his 50s who had been arrested on suspicion of murder after a woman was found dead in Kingstainton has been released on bail. Devon and Cornwall police were called to an address in Holland Way, Kingstainton, at around 9:50 on Saturday morning, June the 27th, where a woman in her 30s was pronounced deceased at the scene. Her next of kin have been informed. A 50-year-old man from the Kingstainton area was arrested on suspicion of murder, but since has been released on bail pending further inquiries.
3-hour rescue saves youngster at Tor. A major multi-agency rescue operation was launched after a young person became trapped between rocks at Hound Tor on Dartmoor. Bovey Tracy Fire Station crews were mobilised on Tuesday, June the 22nd, following reports of a person stuck beneath rocks at the popular moorland beauty spot. On arrival, firefighters carried out an assessment and found the child's thigh had become wedged after slipping while moving through a rocky tunnel beneath the Tor. Fire crews stabilised and reassured the young person while awaiting specialist assistance from the Dartmoor Search and Rescue Team. A coordinated response then followed, involving the South Western Ambulance Service, Hazardous Area Response Team, Cave Rescue Teams, Devon Air Ambulance, and a specialist Devon and Somerset Fire and Rescue Service officer. The rescue operation lasted more than 3 hours.
Alpacas bring joy to care home. There were some unusual four-legged visitors to a Bovey Tracy care home. Residents at Mulberry House spent time meeting and stroking a number of alpacas. Animal visits are a popular event with residents, giving them a chance to enjoy the interaction and a new experience. The calm, friendly alpacas were very happy to receive lots of attention from their new admirers. A spokesman for Mulberry House said, "Our residents had the best time welcoming these incredibly sweet alpacas. They were so gentle and soft, and it was lovely to see how much joy they brought. There's something very special about animal therapy. It can spark memories, encourage conversation, and simply brighten the day. The visit was enjoyed by residents and team members, with many commenting how peaceful and uplifting it felt to spend time with the animals."
Sun sets on 4 unforgettable nights of music. 4 unforgettable nights of music at Powderham Castle had the stately pile rocking to its foundations last weekend. More than 100,000 visitors headed to the K-Max Presents Live at Powderham 2026 festival. And despite initial worries about travel concerns from some, the event proved a great success. The festival opened on Thursday with vocal powerhouse Teddy Swims' headline show, joined by Lauren Spencer-Smith and Jordan Riquet, followed on Friday by 7-time Grammy award-winning Alanis Morissette with special guest Skunk Ananasi and Pale Waves and The Big Moon. Then for 2 sellout 2 nights, it was global superstar Lewis Capaldi, who was joined on stage by 2026 Ivor Novello and Brit Award winners Jacob Allon and Tyler Ballgame. And the organisers have announced it will return next year, running from June the 24th to the 27th. Of course, it's surrounded by amazing pictures, fireworks going up behind the stage, Lewis Capaldi obviously enjoying his singing, and lots of partygoers with their arms in the air waving away.
Council backs £60,000 improved play park. Councillors in Bovey Tracy have confirmed their determination to improve community facilities in Heathfield by setting aside sufficient reserves to deliver a £60,000 children's play park. The Town Council is also continuing to hold talks with Teignbridge District Council about taking ownership of the existing park in Prince Rupert Way, where the better equipment would be installed. The renewed commitment was expressed by members of the Finance, Resources and General Purpose Committee. Town Clerk Mark Wells talked through the Council's capital investment programme, in which the play parks scheme had been listed. The meeting heard, although the Prince Rupert Way site had yet to be acquired, in a bid to save time, contractors had already been approached and had come up with a scheme costing £36,000, but a second, more ambitious project costing an estimated £60,000 had also been tabled, which was favoured by members. Mayor Councillor Sheila Brooke welcomed the recommendation, saying, "It's vital we improve the quality of services in Heathfield as a matter of urgency, and I'm all in favour of the better scheme. I wouldn't even mind if it ended up costing slightly more once the formal tenders are in, although we'll ensure that council taxpayers receive the best possible value for money." Mr. Wells stated Section 106 cash from developers would add more than £26,000 to the pot, with the Town Council left to find the remaining £34,000. Members voted unanimously in favour. The meeting also discussed ongoing attempts to provide better youth services for Heathfield, although members learned a shortage of trained workers was a challenge they had yet to overcome.
HM Coast Guard launches recruitment drive. People in and around the Dawlish area are being urged to consider volunteering with His Majesty's Coast Guard as recruitment reopens for its autumn intake of Coast Guard rescue officers. The appeal follows the successful recruitment of 9 new volunteers across Area 10, covering South Devon and South East Cornwall. 6 of the new recruits were called out to multiple incidents over the weekend, underlying the vital role Coast Guard rescue officers play in protecting coastal communities. Applications are open until July the 20th, with HM Coast Guard particularly keen to hear from people in the Dawlish area. Successful applicants must be available to attend training from September the 28th to October the 2nd in Plymouth, or October the 5th to the 9th in Torbay.